The European Union has agreed to relocate 120,000 more refugees, spreading them across its member countries. Four Eastern European states vehemently opposed the move. Refugee advocates give the agreement a qualified welcome. They say an even more ambitious plan is needed to deal with more than 400,000 people who've arrived on European shores so far this year. From Brussels, NPR's Soraya Sarhadi-Nelson has this report.
This is the worst refugee crisis to face Europe since the end of World War II. Many of the interior ministers agreed with their German counterpart, Thomas de Maizière, that it was urgent for them not to come up empty-handed.
It's unacceptable if Europe sends the message to the Europeans and the world that today there is no possible solution.
Even so, four Eastern countries in the bloc, Hungary, the Czech Republic, Slovakia, and Romania, voted against the proposal, a rarity in a group that usually acts by consensus. But European Commission First Vice President Frans Timmermans said now that a plan had been adopted, it was time for member states to fall in line or face infringement proceedings.
We are capable of taking decisions, even if for some member states these are very difficult decisions to take. The refugee crisis can be brought under control, but it will take a tremendous amount of effort. It will take a long time.
The UNHCR agreed. Agency spokeswoman Melissa Fleming said that the relocation program alone can't stabilize the situation, given four times as many people as the EU ministers voted on today have arrived on European shores this year. UNHCR is calling for a speeding up of relocation and integration efforts and a humane return of people not entitled to sanctuary. The latter is likely to be brought up at tomorrow's EU leaders' summit here. They will also look at how best to tighten up borders and increase aid for refugees to discourage them from coming to Europe. Soraya Sarhadi-Nelson, NPR News, Brussels.